welcome to Planet Shakers Church. We are so excited that you've joined us today. Today I'll be speaking on the name of the Lord. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and will be safe. God's name is powerful, and I'm going to be sharing when you call on his name, what actually happens. Sit back and enjoy and open up your heart.
It's a year of breakthrough. It's a year of glory. God is releasing greater than we've ever known or ever seen. A few weeks ago, I spoke on the name of the Lord brings breakthrough, and I'm going to do part two today. And so 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "Now when the Philistines heard they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines went up to search for David, and David heard of it and went down to the stronghold." Everyone say stronghold. Proverbs 18 verse 10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower," or a stronghold. "The righteous run into it and are safe." Psalm 18, 1 to 4 says, "I love you, I will love you, Lord, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I trust, my shield and my horn of salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised. So shall I be safe from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid." A stronghold, you know, many times people have looked at a stronghold as a place of hiding. But it isn't a place of hiding. It's actually a place where God can minister and speak to you. And David went to the stronghold. When he heard the Philistines were coming in, he went to the stronghold. What is a stronghold? It's a place of strength. It's a fortress. It's a place of deliverance. It's a place of security. A place of trust is a place of shield. And the Bible is that it is a shield. The Bible says, "I will call on the name of the Lord and he will be my stronghold. He will be my protector. He will be my salvation. He will be my peace. He will be." So when you're going through stuff, when you're going through the breakthrough, you're breaking through, you're breaking into new levels, new blessings, new favor. There is always resistance, as I've said before, but God has given us a place called his name. And I talked about a few weeks ago that the Lord, Jehovah Nissi, the banner over us is love. I used to sing this song, "My beloved is mine and I am his and his banner over me is love." And it is a place of deliverance. It's a place where he's our leader. We talked about God being our, the name of the Lord being so powerful in our lives. So today I want to continue at looking three other names of God. Are you ready? Jehovah Shalom. You know, in Israel, they say shalom, shalom, which means peace. But it means more than peace. I'm going to explain it a little bit more. I remember the very first time I went to Israel. Israel is a crazy place. It's a great place. I love Israel. Nothing like going to Israel. You should come with us in 2020 when we're going down to Israel. We're having Empower 21. Empower 21 is a group of Pentecostal charismatic leaders all over the world. The largest cooperation of relationship of Pentecostals and charismatic leaders around the world. It represents 600 million of us globally. Fastest part of the church that is growing in the world is the Pentecostal charismatic movement. And so we are coming, our whole plan is by 2032, which is 2033, which is 2,000 years after Pentecost. We're believing that every person on planet Earth will have a God encounter and that the power of the Holy Spirit will be released. And that's what we're believing for. I sit on the world board of that. People, basically the who's who and the charismatic zoos on that board. But I also sit on the executive of Seven. And we had Dr. Billy Wilson here a few weeks ago, and he's the chairman of that. But in 2020, we're going to Israel, so you should come along. Planet Shakers band are going to be playing. I'm going to be speaking. There'll be a whole heap of other people speaking. It's going to be awesome. But anyway, the first time I went to Israel, I don't even know how I got into that. Our guide, he wasn't a Christian. He says, "Hey, my name is Shalomi." And I'm like, "Awesome." He goes like, "Shalom, shalom." I like, oh yeah, cool. He says, so basically, you know where my name comes from? And I said, no, where does your name come from? He goes, it comes from the derivative of King Solomon. I'm like, oh, okay. So he says, so Shalom comes out of the name of Solomon because under King Solomon, it was the greatest era in Israel for peace and prosperity. So whenever you say the name Shalom, you are declaring peace and prosperity in people's lives. So when they greet people in Israel, they say Shalom, peace and prosperity. When they say goodbye to people, they say Shalom. And so here we see that the Bible says that he is Jehovah Shalom, our peace and our prosperity. So when I run into his name, I'm running into his peace and his prosperity. But Shalom means more than that. It means harmony. It means wholeness. It means completeness. It means prosperity. It means welfare, and it means tranquility. So in other words, when I call upon the name of the Lord, he is my strong tower, my stronghold. And as I get in his vicinity, or my mindset gets in his presence, guess what happens? I'm already in his presence, but when I'm conscious of his presence, I now go into a place where I'm coming into agreement with his name, and he is God, our peace, our harmony, our wholeness, our completeness, our prosperity, our welfare, and our tranquility. So the righteous run into his name and are safe. Philippians 4, 6 to 7 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard our hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. When my mother graduated from this earth to heaven, it was amazing to me, and I hear this story so many times of people who have lost loved ones or going through challenging times, and they call on the name of the Lord. There's this peace that surpasses understanding, logic. It's a peace that you get and you go, how do I feel so peaceful even though I'm sad at the same time? This is this peace that we're singing here in the Bible. It says, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. He is our peace. So God wants us to run into him because he is the God of peace. People try to get peace by going up mountains and going, and clearing their minds. That doesn't bring peace. That brings stress. I know. I went into one of those flotation tank things. And they take your phone off you, which is just horrible. And they say, just go in there and clear your mind. And I was going in there to meditate on the Lord, but anyway, I'm in there and I'm trying to float properly. It's like, they put this thing over you. It's like, I actually was doing it for my my muscles. And so I'm there and I'm like, I've got an hour booked. I'm 5 minutes in, and I'm like, how long? But I don't have any phone to check the time. And it's just quiet. And I'm trying to think about nothing. But the more I think about nothing, I'm thinking about nothing, which is nothing, but thinking about something, which something is nothing, and nothing is something. And then I'm thinking, where's my phone? I can't touch my phone for another. How long have we been in here? I don't know, but it's been a long time. It feels like a long time. It's such a long time. I've got so much stress in there because I'm thinking about having peace, and I'm getting more stressed because I'm like, how long have I been? And I'm counting down the time, and then I'm thinking I shouldn't be thinking about time, but I've got to keep thinking about time because time is running out. And so I'm sitting in there. And I thought, I just got to get my phone and have a look. So I pull the thing off. Look at the phone. I've been in there for 4 minutes. I got no peace. I got no tranquility. There definitely is no prosperity because I paid money to be in that stupid little bubble thing. You don't get peace like that. You get peace by running to the Prince of Peace. You get peace by meditating and thinking on Him and praising Him and worshiping Him. He is our peace. The name of the Lord brings breakthrough. If you want to live a life of peace in storms, because coming to Jesus doesn't mean you don't have storms, just means you can have peace in the storm. See, so many people are dictated to by what they see or what they hear, but when we cast our cares on Him and our views on Him and we watch Him and we look at Him and we draw near to Him, we get this peace that we don't understand or can explain other than it's God. And there are people hearing my voice right now, whether you're in Geelong, whether you're in the northeast, whether you're in north, whether you're way over there in Cape Town, Lekker. That's a South African word. You're in Geneva. Bonjour. Merci. You're in Singapore. Hello, la. You're in Austin, Texas. Y'all. Pastor Brett's looking more Texan every second. He's bigger than Texas. I'm joining you, sorry. Anyway, you're there and you're hearing my voice and you're going through some stuff. I'm here to tell you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because you have a God that's bigger than any circumstances or any situation. You got a God who is stronger and more powerful. Even if you think you've lost something, He will give you something more. I got Chelsea here and she's pregnant. A new baby's going to come. But at the same time, in a similar season, she lost her father quicker than we thought. And we were standing on the word of faith. We were believing, but God is God and He is in control. And He is now in heaven. But I see Chelsea, and when she was going through that stuff, and even now, you know, you just don't get over things in a second, but God gives you peace. That you say, I don't understand why I got peace. I should be more agitated. But when you come into His presence, the remedy to the problem is His presence. The righteous call on His name and they're safe. I love that scripture. I'm going to quote it again. If you don't know the Bible, you need to know it more. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. It's a strong tower. Nothing can touch you when He's in your life. I will call upon the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, for He saved me from my enemies. What are enemies? Debt could be an enemy. Depression could be an enemy. Discouragement could be an enemy. People being a Judas to you could be an enemy. Not the people, but the act. Fear could be an enemy. And so how do I deal with it? I call on His name. Because when I call on His name is higher above every name. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is Jehovah, my peace, my prosperity, my welfare. The Bible says this, that God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but He gave you a spirit of love. He gave you a spirit of power. He didn't give you a mind that wouldn't live in this world of so much confusion and doubt. He gave you a spirit. He gave you the Holy Spirit to help you get your mind right. But how do you do that? You think on Him. Whatever is noble, think on these things. Peace. Huh. Better keep going. How are we going? Another name of the Lord is Yahweh Rapha, which is God, our healer. The first time this name is mentioned is in Exodus 15:26, when God is giving the children of Israel a promise, and He says this, I am the Lord who heals. There are people here right now hearing my voice, actually thousands around the world hearing our voice right now. And God wants you to know He's here to heal your body. He's here to heal your heart. He's here to heal your mind. He is a healer. When you call on His name, you call on His character. When you call on His name, you call on what He does. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is our healer. I am the Lord who heals. Isaiah 53 verse 4-5 says, "For surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes we are healed." Every time they whipped Him, every time He was whipped by that whip that they came in and pulled hunks of flesh out of His body. Every time the devil thought he was winning, Jesus was saying, "You don't understand. This stripe is for healing. This stripe is for my people. By His stripes, I am healed." When you call on His name, you say, "I need Your healing touch. I need the healer to come and move in my life. I'm going to magnify the Lord." I was talking to someone this week going through a very tough situation, and they asked me this question, and I was in the movie Avengers at the time, which is pretty good, 3 hours. I slept the first hour, but it doesn't matter if you miss the first hour because it all is the same anyway. But do you want to know? No, I won't tell you all the stuff. But I get a text, and this person's going through a challenging time, and I said, "I'm in a movie, I'll call you in 2 hours." And I said to the person, "Really, just magnify God bigger than your problem." And then I got on the phone and talked to the person for about 20 minutes and said basically the same thing. To make myself more spiritual, I made it longer. But the truth is, how do you deal with issues in your life? You magnify God, not the problem. You see, too many times we try to ignore the problem. You can't ignore the problem, your problem's there. But you make God bigger than the problem. And you call on His name, His power, His ability. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are my healer. I was reading some documentation that we did these interviews my family's life, and we're talking about my mother, and my dad was doing this story on my mum. And my mum actually had a nervous breakdown and came back to Australia because she had this encounter with a snake when she was sick with smallpox, and she basically had a nervous breakdown, went into severe depression. And you've heard me talk about how she learned to praise, magnify, magnify, magnify the Lord. And there was this one meeting that a guy called Jim Spillman, an evangelist who had been trained under Catherine Kuhlman and ministered at a place called Melody Land, which was a big revival center in LA. And he said, "The Holy Spirit's here, catch." And my mum just said, "I just want You, Jesus. I want You, I want You, want You." And people were falling all over everywhere under the power of God. She goes, "I don't care if I get crushed, I just want You." And in that moment, she had an encounter with the God that's bigger than her depression, that's bigger than her mental state, bigger than anything she was facing. And she felt something shift. Jehovah Rapha came into her situation, the Lord that heals. The next morning, they were seeing the guest speaker off at the airport, and the guest speaker said, "You've had a breakthrough. You had a fear of snakes. You had an encounter with a snake." He had no understanding, didn't know anything. God gave him a word of knowledge. He said, "You've been healed. You've been healed." My mum began to weep in the airport. "You've been healed." Because for many years she had depression, she had nervous breakdown. But the healer came in. Jehovah Rapha came in. His name was bigger than her situation. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. And I'm here to tell you that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a God who heals. His stripes still have power. His name still has power. Jehovah Rapha, when you call on the healer steps in. You say, some people say, well, how can this person get healed? When I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God why. I don't think we will. I think we'll go, wow. Because we'll see him in all his glory and his majesty, and every question we ever had will be answered in that moment. I don't understand why my mother got healed of depression, but at 70 died of cancer. But I do know this, God is bigger than anything, and I am not going to live in the thing that God is not bigger than any situation or any circumstances. I choose to make him bigger. I choose to make him stronger, and I am motivated more to see people encounter Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. My setbacks are going to be my setups for greater breakthroughs. And I'm here to tell you that God still heals today. We've just seen testimonies at conference of people's hands being healed, people being provided for. God is a healer, and you call on him and make him bigger. He is bigger. And by the way, my mum got ultimately healed anyway. She's in the presence of God. You know, my dad, you talk about healing and peace. My dad was sad one day. It was just after my mum had passed away. And God gave him a dream in the night. And he looked and he saw my mum, and she was in heaven. And she looked younger. She was smiling. She was happy. There was no issue. She was completely whole. Completely in peace. Because she encountered Jehovah Rapha. Thirdly, how are we going? Should I go on holidays more? No. I've discovered holidays don't make you more restful. They just make you fatter. Listen to this, Psalm 147 verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. There are people, Holy Spirit is speaking to me right now. You have a broken heart, and the healer wants to come in and heal your heart. 1 Peter 2:24, he personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds, we are healed. He is Jehovah Rapha, but he's also Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. This name was first mentioned in the book of Genesis. I just had a moment that was funny. I went like this and I went, I do that all the time. I didn't, you know, sometimes you preach and you don't know what you're doing. And I saw myself doing that, and I'm thinking, I wonder what people think when I do that. That's actually what went through my head at that moment. But anyway, just the mind of a preacher, you just come into it. Genesis 22, the very first time Jehovah Jireh was mentioned was when God spoke to Abraham to say, come and give your son to me. Isaac, the promise, the child of promise. And he came and he put him, and he was going to sacrifice him there, but he knew that God was a provider, and God made a way. He brought a lamb in the thicket, and God put he said, don't touch the boy. I've got a substitute for you. You see, Jesus is our substitute. We weren't worthy of being forgiven, but Jesus came and died for us. He made a way for us so that we could have provision. And that was where Abraham first mentioned the name of God as the provider, Jehovah Jireh. The Lord called the name, Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, and he says it to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided for you. Philippians 4:19 says, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. We don't have a poor dad, we don't have a poor God. He is rich in love, he's rich in provision, he's rich in mercy, he's rich, and he doesn't say he may provide. He says, and my God, the one we're calling on, Jehovah Jireh, shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Malachi 3:10 says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. In other words, you make God's house a priority, he'll look after your house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing, there will be not enough room for you to receive it. God wants to pour out such a blessing, but I've discovered with God it's two-way. We come in faith, we step out in faith, and God brings the breakthrough. We cooperate with Him and He moves. He just doesn't, He's looking for faith. That's why tithing every week is not just gratitude, it's faith. I have faith in you to provide. I have faith in you to bless. I have faith in you to multiply. I have faith in you to increase. God is a God who says, hey, I'm looking for some people. You know, the Bible says when Jesus comes back, will He see faith on the earth? Well, one of the ways we show that we live in faith is we're givers. I love this. Proverbs 10:22, and the blessing of the Lord makes a person rich and He adds no sorrow with it. You know, you can be rich and have sorrow because money can become a god. Things can become a god and it becomes a place of sorrow. But when God is God and everything you have is His and you are a river, not a reservoir, and you say, God, my life is yours. Everything you've given me, my resource, my talents, my giftings is yours. You don't live in sorrow anymore because you're not using what is yours. You're using what He gave you and you are stewing it. And now it doesn't have lordship over you, which creates sorrow. You are now living under the lordship of Christ, which creates peace, prosperity and blessing. Jeremiah 17 verse 7-8 says, but blessed are those who trust in the Lord and made the Lord their confidence and hope. I said that around the other wrong way, but that's okay. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. This is the life God has called us to be. Planted by the river of God, where you don't have, there might be seasons where it seems like the river's slowing down, but the river never stops. And you gotta keep getting your roots deep and keeping your leaves prosperous and not being about yourself or myself or themselves, but about His purpose and saying, God, You've given me fruit to share. You've given me fruit to bless because this comes from You. And I know, God, that You are my provider. You are the person who gives breakthrough and breakthrough and breakthrough and breakthrough. And there are people hearing my voice right now, and you need a breakthrough financially. You need a breakthrough in resources. He is a God of breakthrough. He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. He is Jehovah Rapha, our healer. And He is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Would you give Him a shout of praise? Would you thank Him and magnify Him? You see, the stronghold where we're talking about, David inquired of the Lord. The stronghold was all about him and the Lord. The stronghold of the Lord is a place that releases the strategy, the place that releases the revelation, the place that releases the peace and confidence to be in faith and take back what the enemy has tried to attack you with. That's a place of stronghold. Wherever God's name is, it is a stronghold. People live in strongholds of the enemy, but God's stronghold is far much greater, far much more powerful and impenetrable. He is our peace. He is our healer. He is our provider. Would you come into the stronghold with Him, with me this morning? Would you come in and make Him bigger than anything you face? Would you come in and look at those debts and say, I'm not thinking about you right now, I'm thinking about my provider, Jehovah Jireh. Would you come? You know, Abraham can see that his son is on the altar, but he's not consumed by the son. He's consumed by the Father. Because you don't hear Abraham weeping, oh no, oh no. This trust, this confidence. This is the confidence we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, does He want to heal? That's His will, yes. Does He want to provide? Yes, that's His will. Does He want to bless? Yes, that's His will. Does He want to bring peace? Yes, that's His will. That's why His name is connected to His will. His name is connected to His will. And in His name there is healing. In His name there is breakthrough. In His name there is freedom. In His name there is peace. In His name there is provision. So when you call on His name, you're calling on His will. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. His name is connected to His will, and His will is to bless. His will is to heal. His will is to multiply. Oh, I can feel Him in this room. He is here. Come on, let's magnify Him.
We are so honored and thankful that you joined us today. We would love to connect with you. You can connect with us on any social media platform, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or any of the platforms, or email us at church@planetshakers.com. We are believing that God will come and step into your situation as you make Him big in your life, bigger than any circumstances. God bless you. Have the best week, and we'll see you next week at Planet Shakers Church. Don't miss out.